The Rush Hour. Weekdays from 4, thanks to Kingsman The Golden Circle. In cinemas September 21. 104.7 Triple M.
Happy Wednesday, family. The Big Juice and I are driving you home for the next 2 hours. Do not go anywhere. Rory Sloane just out of the 5 o'clock news. As always, Mickey O'Loughlin, Swans great and now Sample Hall of Fame, is going to join us after 5:30. And a couple of other big names we'll get to in a moment. Someone who's very, very precious to a man I work with and alongside. Throw in Damien Barrett, throw in a couple of massive opinions about a clash strip, and you've got a massive show. Welcome, Juice. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. I've got hot flushes, Lou. I've got hot flushes. Mm. This weather is doing my head in and my body system.
Up, down, up, yesterday, down. Yo-yo dieting at its finest.
Yoga yesterday, shorts, singlet, guns out. Yep. Today, I'm a hairy bear.
And you're flat out, up. Head to toe, Lulu.
Lululemon everywhere,
just
Lulu.
Just gone berserk. All right, I tell you what, let's get to it right now. Well done to Mickey O'Loughlin, as
well
I said. Well done to John Condon, a man you know a lot about. Fantastic. Yep. Stuart Palmer, and of course, the Squiz Man, Damien Squire.
Well done,
all inducted into the Sample Hall of Fame last night. Well done to Norwood's Mitch Grigg,
well
who joins
Mitchie.
Your exclusive club, a McGarry medalist. So well done to him.
Well done, Mitchie boy.
Recognised for his fine season for the legs. And I'll tell you what.
Yes, Lee.
Jackson Trengo this morning with ruined dits, of course. Been out of the side, didn't get picked controversially for the opening final. Had this to say about his future.
I still feel like I've got a lot of footy left, and I've got to have that honest conversation with the football club at 10 o'clock this morning of where they actually see me. If I fit in their picture, and if I don't, then I've definitely got to have to look elsewhere.
There is Jackson talking about it this morning. We've got Damien Barrett coming up very soon in about 25 minutes' time. He'll give us a further update of where that is at. He's going home.
He's off.
He's going
home. He's packed his bags. He's off. And we saw the writing on the wall about 4 or 5 weeks ago. When he got dropped, that was it. Last game for Port Adelaide. Back then, Lou.
It's a tough one to swallow, too, because he was the man that led the charge to keep them all there.
Spot on. Spiritual leader. He's the heart and soul of that football club, but it's a brutal game.
And it moves. It moves on. Comes in waves.
It does, Lou.
We've got a clash strip we need to talk about today, too. There are 5 options up there. I tell you what, in this studio alone, I have not been able to find a thumbs up anywhere. And I'm calling on all primary school students across Adelaide, the greater Adelaide area.
Yeah,
listen to me right now. Teachers, get your kids to try and design one Port Adelaide style. Remember that young girl that came
7-year-old
up with the design?
Yeah, lovely design.
I'm not happy with the final five, the Fab Five here.
Where can the family see it?
All right.
Are we putting that
We're
going
to put it up on our website, on Twitter. Check it out. But more importantly, if you're a teacher at a school, get your kids. Now, this is part of your curriculum. Lock it in right now. Get them to design a clash strip for the Crows, all right? And you'll be made famous at the same time. And condition is no vomit or bile yellow to be seen anywhere in the majority of colours. And a big congratulations to Tex Walker, voted again AFL's best on-field leader for the second time. Well done, Texan.
Well done, champ.
And Rory Sloane, most courageous. Sloane coming up at 5:10 too.
Stop it.
And fourth in the MVP voting. Sloaney as well. So well done, boys. Congratulations. Yep. And of course, Sloaney at 5:10. Don't miss that. Righto. Melbourne journo Sam McClure again stirring the pot, suggesting it's only a matter of time before Bryce Gibbs asks to come home again.
Bryce Gibbs is yet to ask for a trade request again like he did last year to the Adelaide Footy Club. Now, my take on the Bryce Gibbs situation is this. Bryce Gibbs and his camp don't want to be seen to be asking to leave Carlton again.
So a different they will PR wait. Approach almost this time.
They will wait for Adelaide to come, after they finish their season, come and say, right, we want him, and this is what we're prepared to give for him. Carlton, who I spoke to yesterday, are adamant that he has not asked for a trade request, but are very, well, I think they believe
preparing
one will come. They're preparing themselves.
Yeah, footy journo, Sammy McClure on Melbourne Radio. My question to you, Juice, and even the family out there, jump on Twitter as well. Yeah. Do you want him? You're on the cusp of a grand final appearance.
Yes,
You got a midfield that was supposedly badly in need of him. Mm-hmm. 12 months on, you got midfield options in the Crouch brothers, Hugh Greenwood, you got Riley Knight, who's pinch hitting. You've uncovered
Kirtley Hampton next.
The natural development that's happened in your group.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you still want Bryce Gibbs? And if you do, what are you prepared to pay?
No. 29 next year. I think Bryce has he's had 2 great years for the Carlton Football Club. I think we've missed the bus with Bryce. We had the opportunity last year. So for me, no. Going forward, we've seen enough now what the Adelaide Crows are developing, which you've just mentioned some
2
names.
2 first rounders, you couldn't possibly entertain
you
that
can't
idea, could you?
And the club won't, Lou. The club won't.
All right, let me just rework it for you. if Jake Lever leaves and goes to the Melbourne Football Club,
right,
surely compensation for that will be a first-round pick. Yeah, he went pick as high 10. As
say
well.
Pick 10, yeah.
So say the Demons have got pick 10 yep. and potentially a player.
Not right. Jack Watts, but a player.
Yeah, yep. but a player. Anyone but Jack okay. Watts. Okay. All right. Yeah, yeah. Do you deal Carlton in and make it a three-way to get Gibbs home?
Well, makes sense.
Because that way you're not really losing anything because you're dealing
no, we're not.
In stuff that you're getting for a deal mm-hmm. in return. So it keeps you... Because my catch here is you're going to have almost last pick in the first round.
But is right? Bryce Gibbs' best football past him, Brycey Gibbs?
Well, I don't know. That's the question. You said no. I would say jury probably still out. I reckon he's probably got still 2 good years in him. Mm. But do you need him? I don't think you need him right
Where
now.
Where do you play him?
Well,
the midfield's fast now. You need speed.
Mate,
is Bryce a halfback flanker?
He plays pretty good in the midfield at Carlton.
Yeah, I understand that. And I love Bryce Gibbs. Don't get me wrong. But pretty I think we've missed the bus. I think we've got it.
You know, I agree with you. Tom
Rockliffe, that's a name that keeps getting mentioned.
You don't need any more inside slow midfielders.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeez,
we don't. We absolutely. Right. What we need is a Kelly type elite outside mid who's a beautiful ball user.
Yeah, you just need more blokes who can
that's
kick who we, and run
that's
and
what
carry.
The Crows need to find. Yeah. Another one of those type of guys that can hit targets.
You know,
inside
you need
50.
You just need to keep developing kids.
Well, and we're doing that well. All right. So did I answer the question?
Yeah, you did. You don't get it.
No, with due respect.
Last one on this one too. Yes, Gary Lyon says Dusty Martin should have his new temperament tested in the prelim final. Oh, I said to Paul Ruse yesterday, it's about time Dusty got tagged. Do you like that idea?
Love it. Love it. And your mob has the ability to do that, to rough him up, tag him, shut him down.
I would be
belt
asking.
Him off the ball.
That's if we were to play him, I would be suggesting just go up and see what his tattoos actually do say on his neck and get inside there and have a bit of a read and just see where it's at and just ask him, you know, how many freaking fly points you've got going to New Zealand to see Dad.
I'm surprised sides haven't tried that, gone down that path the last...
Well, not even roughing him up, just tagging him properly.
Yeah, and see, no one tags anymore.
So
I like that idea, and Gary Lyon, absolutely spot on with that. And, because he's their best player, he's their barometer. Just like what they did to Sloaney. They targeted Sloaney.
You're not playing you're not playing just for little lollies now at Sheep Station.
No, this is it.
This is it. Get fed income
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
Don't let the best talent in the land, the MVP, run around by himself and have it all his own way.
Yep. Banging in him all day. See how he responds to that type of pressure.
Just go to him. Say, mate, no entry.
Because you know what? He won't cope with it.
No Luke. Entry to the MCG without a collar, mate. You can't get in the members.
There you go.
You know?
Yep.
All that sort of stuff.
So absolutely. That'd be the first thing on the whiteboard. So target.
No Gibbs.
Yep.
And rough up Dusty.
Absolutely.
Well, good start.
Red text
you.
On the whiteboard.
The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au or on the Podcast One app.
I don't have a personal assistant, so note to self, just to do a chat, read demerit points when it comes to big statements. Okay, can you just remind me? Because, how long does it hang around the Alistair Clarkson call on you?
I did that nearly 2.5 years ago, three years ago.
Your demerit points, they turn over every couple of years, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They come off your system. Surely there should be demerit points in footy.
Mm.
And that's like the record when you play. If you're bad record, they have a timeline when they disappear. So it should be no different for people in the
that's
media.
That's fair. Because that's a bit of a stigma that I've got to carry because I uncapped and I firmly believe that he was ours as a senior coach.
So just remind me to get a real decent chat happening on that one day. Right now, family, get yourselves involved. Get on our Twitter or get on the Adelaide Crows website. Crows 2018 Clash Guernsey. Have your say. They want you to vote now. There are 5 options. I will lead it all by saying in the kindest possible way, they're putrid.
Yeah.
But I will say this on a positive note.
Mm.
There is no mustard slash spew bile yellow, except in just small parts to recognise the tricolours.
You know, as a former player, I love our traditional jumper. That's our DNA. Mm. Why in hell are we trying to find mimic jumpers? And these designs here look like a rowing club, right, in the eastern states of bloody Australia.
Yep.
We're not clashing with any other jumper. When you play away, Louis, we should be wearing our traditional jumper, which was born and bred 1991, yep. And wear white shorts.
The white necks. Whatever happened to the white
necks? That's all you have to do, Lou.
Because I would put it to you this, and again, I haven't done the research lately with the current crop of players, but if you can't disseminate between somebody in white necks and somebody in another pair of necks,
I agree.
And that being your teammate v. the opposition, probably don't have the smarts to be running around out there, do you?
What are we doing? It's amazing.
You know what it's for?
It's
commercial ops, not only for the football club, but more importantly, not just for them. They are responding to a directive from the AFL, from a television point of view, to make it so easy to be able to distinguish the two teams when they're in operation. And it's from a sitting-at-home point of view. That is why we tried names on the back. That is why we'll continue to have clubs before.
I still like the
names
to
come up
back.
With clash strips, all right? And it just happens to be a nice little money spinner. But there's five there, and if you haven't seen them, they're all predominantly white. Two have the hoops around them with a version of a crow on them, one big, one small.
Well, the one that pricked my ears and I had a little bit of love for was the jumper E right at the end.
Which
Crow's
is,
family.
Have you've, a look got at your, it. You've got your tricolour hoops and a massive crow on the front.
Yeah, that got me a little bit excited.
Yep. But Mer family, for the record, like the all-white number, virgin white.
It's good.
Yeah, it was his favourite.
Yeah.
And on a middle-aged man with a paunch, that would look horrendous.
I'm not going to wear it.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, just white's not flattering for me.
Okay.
So anyway,
so my idea is
I'm outraged. I'm outraged.
I thought we could have engaged the younger generation here, just like Port Adelaide did.
So what do you want to do?
So I've got a call to arms right now.
Right.
And I said it earlier, and I'll say it again for everyone. If you're a teacher at any of the primary schools right across the greater Adelaide region,
and you're listening now,
and you love your show, and you love your footy,
and you love your Jars and Louis.
Most importantly, you love your kids, and you love your club.
Yeah, right.
Get the kids to design a clash strip. Just like the young Port Adelaide girl who did it so brilliantly years ago and they adopted it.
Yep.
Throw it out there. No idea. Let's brainstorm this whole setup. No idea is a bad idea. And you never know what you might get.
Can I ban the white and the yellow for the kiddies? Or just let them go?
Well,
No, Lou.
I think you can ban the base of the mustard. Yellow.
Right, get rid of the yellow.
Yeah, you're going to have to have it in there somewhere. Okay, part of your history.
Okay. Yeah, well,
see, what I want to do, hey, look, if you're in charge of a graphic design agency, can you give us a call right now, 133353? I want to lock the juice in the room for an hour with one of your head designers, one of your head artists, and see what you can come up with.
I'll come up with a jumper for next year.
As a former golden child of the club, I think this is where you are at, and I'm almost offended, given our access all areas, that we weren't briefed on this whole shebang.
Fags is laughing at us. You don't get no respect for us, Fags.
I think he's mocking us.
Yeah. And and by producing these clash Guernseys, I'm telling you now, Lou, it's not sitting well.
So if I can arrange it, if I can get a graphic design number or somebody who can help us work on a design jumper, jar style, Jars's entrance. I know it's late. We're coming late. We're doing Kiwi in the Melbourne Cup. We're coming from the clouds. Get Jars. If you can help us out and you've got a spare hour, we can jump on the computer with you and maybe design one up.
Mm.
That would be awesome. Give us a call now, 133353, or jump on Twitter.
Twitter family's going berserk. Boots said they're all putrid.
How about we keep the one we wear this year? You've got a white one and a yellow one, haven't you, at the moment?
We have, yeah.
Jeez, make your mind up. Make your mind up.
All
so,
right, let's
teachers,
go.
Get the kids
Come
to
on,
do
kiddies.
One. And then let's just bombard social media with it.
Yeah.
But at adelaidefc.com.au.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents.
Well, you're sitting in the chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Welcome, Damo. I think it was George W. Bush Jr. said, what is it, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Chris Scott, he's put Menzel in pretty quickly this week.
He has, and it's confirmed. He's done it himself. It's out of his own mouth, so we can lock it in and take it as fact that he will be back to play against the Swans on Friday night. But What does it mean for what he did last week? When get belted the way they did, you made the decision to not have your second leading goal kicker in. And, as soon as you lose that game as horrifically as they did, you bring him back in. It's a... Doesn't say a lot about what their planning and prep was for last week, I wouldn't have thought. Right.
Is there a relationship breakdown between Ken Hinckley and David Koch? What are you hearing?
I don't feel it's always ever been that really strong, Jazz. I've got a different view, what I think, to most have got about David Koch's statements. I don't have one issue with them. I said that at the start of the year when he made those claims about, a failure being, missing the finals. And, we know what happened last year when he made comments about the team and the players not liking them. I just reckon he, by making those calls at the start of the year, might have, without the individuals realising it, Jars, have sharpened up the entire operations. And I know that, what he said, particularly to the supporters forum post-match last week, wasn't ideal. But you know what? I take the view, Jars, so what? Harden up, toughen up. It is the truth. The jury was out on the team selection. And that probably gets us to the, one of those guys left out of that team in terms of team selection in Jackson Trengove. Look, all the talk coming out of Melbourne, guys, from the recruiters I speak to, is that he's very gettable. And, there's enough people saying there's enough traction with the Bulldogs for it to be something that's going to be talked about very, very seriously pretty soon once the official trade period does start on the Monday, effectively after the grand final.
Well, Damo said as much on Breakfast this morning with Ruan Ditch that if they don't want him, he's gone. Does Brett Deledio hang on to his spot? He was putrid.
Yeah, he does. He does, and he was, wasn't he? He really was. And yeah, I've got a soft spot for Brett, but since he's been back, he just has not performed.
And fired a shot.
That's understandable. Has not fired a shot. No. And I reckon the first couple of forays back, at least in the AFL, he was just getting a feel for the problematic calves, wasn't he? But you can't do that when you're now playing in a final. And then now it's a cutthroat one, as this semi-final is on the weekend against West Coast. So he's got one more chance, the way I read it, but he has been locked away. You can lock it in, but he will be part of the 22.
I think the main thing they've got to get right at selection is make sure they drop arrogance. He's been a real handful for them.
That's hard to do, Lou.
I like that.
All right, brilliant. Finally finish it off with Stringer, the Bulldogs.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on? What happened to the love affair out at the Western Bulldogs at the kennel? They can't be serious about getting rid of a bloke who was an All-Australian 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, as we said last week, they are. And the snippets of information and layers of detail around this are of a nature right now that, that's it. And he was told that in his exit interview. The club now has not said one thing to refute any of this, as we know. And they're a club that does refute when they feel the need to. The noises are not good. And they've been, we've touched on them during the course of the year. They've had several regular player behavioural matters with which to deal with. And it won't just be Jake Stringer that other clubs ask the question about. And you'll find that, there'll be even players within contract who do have conversations about them that you wouldn't have thought possible this time last year.
Fantastic, Domo. Great insight. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the week and we'll talk soon when it's down to four.
I like the arrogance out of the GWS team, Louis. It's the line of the day for me anyway.
I tell you what, feel free to wheel it out on national TV. Damo, I won't. I'll just do a little text and look for a credit at the bottom, that's all.
If I do steal stuff, I do always attribute, unlike the others in this game. So
we're half an hour behind over here, so you can actually wait till you're off screen to let it go.
I'll see you on grand final day, Crows v Richmond. See you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts in starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick. I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is sport.
The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
It's a favourite segment of ours on Monday. Didn't quite get to it early in the week. It'll be done by yours truly today. Only man participating in it. Juice has got the bye round, apparently. vividly remember my father telling me when I was about 7 or 8, if you're going to start something, Dale, finish it. Commit to it and do it.
But hang on.
Don't pull out just because you're feeling a bit tired or a bit sick and just waver it. I sat at home today, like I said before, in the prophetic words of Scott Cam from the block, go hard or go home.
But Louis, in my little world,
yep.
If you've got nothing to say, don't say it.
Yeah, or if you've got no great ideas, don't do the
segment. Don't do it.
And his boy Sam's not here to help him. That is the question. Right, let's kick it off. All right, okay. This one straight up for the Geelong Pussycats and Chris Scott. Massive bubble down at Simmons Stadium, my friend. Luke Shuey, the West Coast Eagles, he was singing this. This is what he was laughing about when he got the free kick.
You got it high, all right. Yeah, you bounced back that one. Good.
David Kosh, in the words of Billy Joel, he had this to say. Apparently Luke Shuey was still singing in the showers after the game.
He's still going. What about when he was on the plane on my own?
Absolutely.
Keep going.
GWS, this one's for you.
You probably think this song is a good call, Carol.
So arrogant, Dennis Pagan outlined it. Now, here's where I turn the tables, and I got a real treat for you, gentlemen. Murph, you're up first. Have a listen. Go for it, baby. A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. Don't worry. I got one for you, Black Rhino. Go. A man walks down the street. He says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. And again. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model? And let's finish it off. Right. I think Luke Shuey, when he got home to we Perth, go. Went with this again.
Jared Pollock there.
Oh, the song goes, you know. Jared was singing as well.
Poor old Jazza.
His Pollock went high.
Oh, this is a great song.
Rory Sloan at 5:10. He's in the house sitting back chilling right now. So much so I can give you some insight, family, on what goes on the off-air show. Jars said to the recently crowned most courageous player in the AFL, hey, better stop eating Minties because that might hurt your tooth. Mine shattered the other days. So don't eat Minties, he said to the AFL's most courageous player. It's not lost on me, family. I hope it's not lost on you. Speaking of that segment of Jars, if you want a little taster, a little treat, a little sneak teaser, here's what Jars' weird facts is like.
I've found some random facts. And now it's time for Jars' facts.
Is that it?
Do you know that we shed 40 pounds of skin in our lifetime? Right-handed people live on an average 9 years longer than left-handed people.
So you're pushing on with this?
Children grow faster in the spring. Did you know that?
So do flowers.
An average woman consumes 6 pounds of lipstick in her lifetime. Marilyn Monroe, she had 6 toes?
6 toes.
She had 6 toes. And the last one, I just want to share it. The electric chair was invented by a...
But what?
Dentist.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen and look at me.
Come on.
Hey. What's it's not your job to bring content to the show. Tell you what, I don't know about you.
I've got some more.
But I won't be listening in half an hour.
Come on.
If you want to do yourself some damage, 5:30, lock it in. Jars' Weird Facts is back, not by popular demand, but back because Jars has finally come up with some new ideas. Loz has had a crack at you on Twitter. Sorry, Murph, before we get to the quiz. Bit stiff to have Jars name the player and call the club a bunch of cheats. That's poor form. It was a press release about the Southern Football League team that's been turfed out of Saturday's A-grade prelim final. Mm. The cheat comment was all Jars's.
Yeah, mine. And it was. All it right. was because I'm sick to death of clubs trying to cheat. To register players to play win games of football. When are you going to learn as a club? Don't go down that path. And they got done. They got caught. So they got to cop it.
Depends
and they will
on the
cop
show
it.
Of that of Andrew Jarman, so not Sean Craig Murphy or Dallas.
So, Lawrence, I don't apologise.
Let's
for what
go. Let's give the cash away. The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name.
thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Who's playing today, Juice? Chance to win $1,000 thanks to our very good friends at Automasters.
Yeah, good friend Malcolm from Powell Howie. G'day, Malcolm, and welcome.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very good, Melky. Team of support, who do you go for?
The pair.
Oh, tough week, mate.
Bad luck,
have
mate.
Have you bounced back yet?
Tough.
Yeah, tough week.
All right. Well, this might be a little sweetener. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Make that 9, really, with the Automasters. Just remember to use it. You're all good with it?
Yeah, mate.
I dare say probably pointless to ask the great man because you're a pair fan that he won't give you one an extra, I wouldn't have thought.
You know what? I'm going to give Malcolm one. Oh, that was a brave effort by those boys on the weekend. So, yeah, I'm going to give him an extra one. Absolutely.
Melky, you got 2.
Cheers, mate. Thank you very much.
Tell you what.
Hopefully it helps.
We just get surprised every day. I mean, you really do represent the mantra, give till it hurts, don't you, big man?
I do, Lou. I love the football family.
You do.
Right, we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Is Malcolm ready?
Yep. All right, Malcolm, here we go, brother.
Yep.
What sport does Cameron Smith play?
Rugby league.
Who won the McGarry Medal last night?
Greg.
Who won the AFL's Most Valuable Player Award last night?
Dusty.
Who are Adelaide United playing in the FFA Cup quarter final tonight?
Heidelberg.
Which AFL player was voted the most courageous by his peers last night?
Roy Sloan.
Oh. True or false, power players are having their Wacky Wednesday drinks today?
Automasters.
Which A-League team is Marcelo Carrusca playing for this season, Malcolm?
Pass.
Name the AFL player who was voted captain of the year by his peers last night?
Tex.
Which Sydney AFL player plays his 300th game this weekend?
Automasters.
Which Adelaide actress is playing jockey Michelle Payne in a movie?
Palmer.
Which A-League team is Marcelo Carrusca playing for?
The Victory.
Oh, well, sit tight, everybody. Strap yourself in and count this bad boy down. Good luck, Malcolm, of Paralowie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It'll be the end of Murph, this. And Jazz.
Correct.
Oh!
You're joking.
Oh, Malcolm.
Oh, brother.
He was cool hand Luke all the way through,
you
wasn't he?
Brilliant,
he was
Malcolm.
Outstanding. Melky, Automasters for 6, true or false? The Wacky Wednesday, it was false. Great use of the Automasters.
Yeah, well played.
Then we rolled through. We got Tex Walker. Mm. You jagged Jared McVeigh as the Sydney player with 300 with an Automasters. That was the gift that Uncle Gift gave you.
And
so you're on fire. Then
brilliant.
You got Teresa Palmer.
Brilliant.
It was a sweet contest right there.
Right.
Then we went back to the question. Which A-League team is Jazz's boy, Marcelo Carrusca, playing for this season? You got a little frantic, got a little frazzled at the end, ripped out a victory. It was the other mob. City. $90, mate. I tell you what.
That was a great effort, mate.
And you know the worst part about that? That is the elimination final all over again.
Oh, no.
He got pipped right on the post. He's still scarred.
No, right in the heart, Louis.
I'm
right
telling you, Melky, that's a kick after the siren right there.
No.
Jeez, you're stiff.
Is that a Jared Polak tackle?
I tell you what. Hey, if Murph was good, he'd play Luke Shuey singing in the shower again.
Great effort, mate.
Cheers, boys.
Oh, well played. We're going to round it up to $100 just so it's nice and neat, Melky. Luke. Well played, mate. Thanks for playing.
Legend.
All
thanks, boys.
See you, champ.
The man. He's in. Turn him on, Murph.
Done.
Turn him on. Rory Sloan is in the house.
Early turn on.
Yeah. We're all about foreplay on the rush hour.
ACET Couriers, fast, secure and reliable transport solutions.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloan.
In comes Sloan, and he has put it through the Sloan dog. Rory! Rory! Yes, the Sloan dog joins us and has been recognised by his peers as the AFLP as most courageous. Congratulations, mate. And
thanks
fourth in overall voting for the MVP. Congrats, mate.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a really good night. It actually fell on a perfect night for Tex and I to get down there. We had today off, and after a little bit of sun up on the Gold Coast, we thought it'd be nice to represent the footy club and go to a really great awards night. I mean, it's all players, player voting for each other, and that's the best bit about it is your peers, as it's very well recognised, your peers do vote you in for these awards, and that's very humbling for me to be voted most courageous when there's so many guys throughout
some
the AFL.
Great names on that list too, mate.
And previous list too, so very humbling for myself.
Tech's best on-field leader again for the second time, and this time without any sort of, not that it was a charity vote last time because you were going through such a tough time with Walshy, but to get it again, just great recognition of what the Texans doing from a leadership point of view.
Yeah, and I think a few guys mentioned yesterday, and it's so good that he's getting recognised for this in particular, but just his selflessness on field and his ability to bring other guys into the game. And I think he's number one for goal assists or score assists this year, which just shows, and he gets a scoreboard as well, as good as anyone, but it just shows how selfless he is as a teammate on the field, and we all know how well he leads off the field as well.
And Matty Crouch's great year continued in the under-22s, best 22 with Jakey Leavis. So well represented all around the Crows, well done.
Yeah, good year.
If you could just show some leadership when it comes to Clash Guernsey's, Juice over here is beside himself with the five options at the moment. He went to town last time on the mustard yellow or the bile or the spew.
The custard yellow.
Yeah, the custard, yeah. Then, of course, these are the options out. We've implored all school kids across South Australia to come up with a design to try and get something to keep the big man happy.
I think you guys just like ripping it no matter what.
No.
Yeah,
you said you didn't mind E.
I did, yeah, and I said that on air. The E's not too bad, but overall, why can't we wear our traditional jumper, the birth of our football club in 1991? We don't clash with anyone.
What's wrong with white
wear
Knicks?
Bloody white shorts white when we Knicks, play away. Sonny? Why we have to stuff around with silly colours to play football
away? You think
away?
We can just wear the home jumper throughout the whole season?
Of course we can.
No, we can't. And it's not about that. Every team's got to have two Guernseys. Because it sells, mate. It's just all part of it.
It's commercial.
And it's AFL-driven, and obviously TV.
It's something different. But not everyone's like you. Some people do like the white Guernseys. Some people with pale complexions like myself, it makes us look a little bit darker.
Do you know why?
So I don't mind the
do you know why
your
don't
white.
Like it?
Don't go there, sister.
I need to explain to the family.
On your own.
It's called girth. And we all know, what does he normally dress in here? He thinks he's Johnny Cash and the man in black, isn't he?
I've started listening to Johnny Cash. So you like him, do you, or not? You didn't like a couple of them. You said, they look putrid.
No, I said I like the white. I like the white Guernsey.
And Slaney, the other one too.
A little bit more tan than normal.
And the other one,
suits the blonde.
If Jars were to wear the white Knicks, we could have a drive-in movie screen.
But we used to wear the white Knicks when we played. All right. How are you feeling? Because it looked like you were dancing around beautifully up your little Gold Coast trip the other day. And you look like you're
supposed to talk about that in the next
break. No, but I'm not talking about the Gold Coast. And how are you feeling? Are you all ready to go?
No, I'm feeling very good now. I had my little spell and it was, I'm not going to say, it was hard watching. I don't like.
Jeez, it's ironic. You could win most courageous. You missed with an appendix, but Eddie got up and he's burst.
I did mention this last night. I'm lucky the votes were submitted before the weekend, I think. Otherwise, it might have cost me. But
maybe a late recount by tonight.
But a good decision by the...
Yeah, it was definitely the right decision. I ran a day before the game and that was the first time I ran. I actually felt good running, but in terms of how the wound had healed and internally what was going on, it was a far too great a risk to play. Yeah. And let alone I wouldn't have been conditioned to play anyway. No. So,
but you'll be cherry ripe next week.
Absolutely be cherry ripe. I'm back full training now. I've been building right up and I can't wait for next week.
And deep down, I would assume, I'm guessing this, but you must have had a lot of trust in your group anyhow because you've missed a few along the way. Mm. They've been able to, and the fact that where you're at in a mind space and a form point of view, you must have trusted your group that with the year we've had, you're not going to make that big a difference. No disrespect to you in a team mentality.
No, absolutely. And we've had that same mentality the last couple of years. And we've had plenty of guys miss some footy this year throughout different stages. And so many guys have stood up across this year. And that's been the best part is when we play our best, everyone performs. And we just never rely on one person to get it done or a couple of guys to get it done. So that's going to be the same in the prelim final. And any final, we just need everyone to contribute. And you look at all the winners in that first round of finals, they didn't have any passengers coming along for the ride.
Pressure.
It was pressure, simple footy, and just able to convert your goals at the right time as well.
Hey, Sloan Dog, always a heartbreak in finals football, in our great game of footy. One man, Brody Smith. Have you caught up with young Brodes and the operation went well?
Everyone's been in constant contact with Smithers because
it's going to be tough for him.
Yeah, absolutely, and everyone's really feeling for him. So Brody's been in really good spirits.
Excellent.
And he'll be around the footy club next week just to to enjoy the whole environment and enjoy being a part of it, because he's been such a big part of it this year. I actually think he's been probably one of, if not our best defender this year. Some of his defensive acts may not get recognised externally, but we certainly internally
have recognised
him. He's
improved so much in the defending side, hasn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah, and then well we all know what he can do offensively.
All right, now we get to the contentious part of the Sloan grabs and the Sloan interview. And it's become your song of the week, which we love dearly, but for whatever reason, we're having a bit of trouble of late getting stuff through.
It really
hurts. So what's happened?
So what have you got this time around? Because Vinny Shannon, who's our music director, has slapped you a couple of times and said, giving you a... That's a red light across the night for me.
Hilltop, what did you ask for initially?
Hilltop Hoods are a South Australian band, mate. Why? Not Triple M worthy, but that's okay because this band is playing in the grand final. I've seen them live once before, and I'd really like to see them live
to see him again.
Again after the game. This is the Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Fresh back from the Gold Coast via Melbourne, of course, for the AFLPA Awards. The newly crowned most courageous. Well done. Sloane is still with us. So I would have gone with I get around a bit, Murph, but that's just me.
No, that's okay.
Let's talk the Gold Coast. It looked a lot of fun. It looked like the perfect tonic. A lot of people have had their say, trying to say what is going on. You're giving ammunition to opposition clubs, but I reckon you guys don't give a rat's what anyone else thinks. It's all about yourselves and your own prep.
Absolutely. It is. And whatever we need to do to get ourselves right for Friday week is what we'll do. And we thought that was the best prep for us. We were able to get still the same amount of training in that we would have done here, but it was in a bit nicer conditions, which we had 25 and 27 and sunny. And then we also had some downtime as well, which was great to get in some warm water and just a bit of sun and just freshen up. And we all know Adelaide can be a bit of a bubble at times as well. So to escape that for just a couple of days was, I think, perfect. And now guys will come back, train again tomorrow, train really solidly over the weekend too. And I reckon there'll be plenty of energy around the footy club after a couple of days out of it.
Yeah, and I reckon driven too by what happened to the two teams last year, because the new format being the bye weekend prior to finals causes a lot of downtime. So those two teams went out who won straight through. So you had to do basically something different because you can't lock in from that far out.
It is. It's really strange because we had a 12-day break in between the last round of the year and our first final, and then we had a 15-day break after this game as well. So it's a lot of time. And we just think this is the best prep and really for us. And I certainly enjoyed it. I was certainly up for it. And, well, yeah, I certainly got a little bit of colour, I think, as well.
You do look a lot better.
Well, we did notice. Hey, Jazz, do you want to bring it up? The shirt off, training with the sunglasses on.
Now. Obviously, there was media up there, and they took all the advantages of you boys running around with your tops off. Now, you had dark sunglasses on, looking like bloody Tom Cruise out of Top Gun.
Yeah.
Now, Louis has a theory about that, because he witnessed it, and he went through it.
I lived it.
When you lost a grand final in the grand final
parade. I'm not whacking your
feet
wearing them up there. I'm just going to give you a little tale of caution.
This is...
And listen
to him, please.
No, actually, you're not going to spook me now.
I tell you what, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not even going to mention it.
Because it's not relevant yet.
It's not relevant.
Oh, you didn't say that the other day when you saw it on TV.
No, I just thought on the run. It's not relevant. All right. It's not relevant because...
Good call, Louis. Good call.
Good call, Caro.
Will you save it?
Murph, that is that is just wrong.
Brilliant.
It is you trying to get in on the back of some fine work by Juice, Sloaney and myself.
Hey, can I just ask a question here?
Go. Yeah,
sure. Sure show.
Mid-year buy next year.
Yep.
Would the club do it again?
Mid-year buy?
Yeah, next year.
We get a bit of time off to ourselves mid-year buy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, but I think it's a great idea.
It is.
More clubs, I reckon, will start doing it.
Well, that was the other part. It was just nice to get away with the whole group as well. We had all 45 of us up there. And it's great this time of year because you can, without the boys still playing sample games and that kind of thing, they can get a little bit disconnected. But to have them all up there, everyone there together, certainly keeps everyone engaged. And
who was your roommate?
Richie Douglas. Good roommate. Yeah.
Tell you what, Juice, if you like it so much, the Gold Coast are looking for players. Now, get to the other big issue.
What's that slap for?
I'm just saying. Sounds like you're a recruiting officer for the Gold Coast. Sloane's not going anywhere, mate. Yeah. If he's going anywhere, he's going home to St Kilda. Right. Chappelle Walker. Budgie smugglers. What's doing? Come again, on. Had the votes been cast after this, may not have won best captain.
Yeah, I'm not sure about those budgies.
What he's doing?
Yeah, I'm right. I don't think
look
he was,
at me. Look at me.
From what we were told, there was no cameras around, so I think everyone just went down and did what you wanted to do. Which, it didn't work in his favour, but...
Yeah.
Oh, he looked all right downstairs, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, no issue with junk.
No issue with that.
No
yeah.
issue with junk.
Very, very tight
and
fit.
Big hammer at the back.
Yeah.
So, nice work. Well, other thing I did like, I said to Jazz, JJ laying tackles. It was good.
Yep.
Oh, that was good. He got my lady. He's just warming up. He's warming himself up. The other thing, tell me this, and please tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
How long did you train for the main session before you came home?
How long did we train for?
It was a good hour hit out.
No, a good couple.
Right. Tell me the Red Barons only train for an hour. I don't want them exposed. Tom Lynch, JJ, Sauce. I don't want any of them boys out in that 27 degrees.
No good for Sauce had a bucket hat on. Then she had the full skins. He had a wetsuit on, basically.
Yeah, nice. Lynchy.
Lynchy did have. He went to Dreamworld one day. He had the full fluoro green zinc smeared all over his face. It was 27 degrees. And this boy, he decided to go to Dreamworld.
He looked like a cricket
fan. Hottest place nearly up there.
Yeah.
27 degrees.
I don't know whether it says in your contracts you should be patting tigers.
Oh, yeah. What about the three of them?
What about the risk? The risk involved.
What's the club doing?
Don't touch it.
What if that tiger just didn't feel well?
That could be a club mascot from the actual tiger.
He's going to write the leg off.
I think Lady was upset he didn't get to ride it. I thought he was going to straddle it up.
He did look a little jockey.
He was going to tackle it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was going to. But no, they were absolutely pumped with that. So, good on him.
Exciting times, mate. Thanks for coming in again. Congratulations on your award. Well done, the recognition for most courageous. Well done to Tex and the other boys. Live it up, embrace it. Cannot wait to see you guys in action Friday night. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great couple of weeks. So, I can't wait. And thanks to everyone out there for all their support, all the Crows fans. It's been unbelievable.
Brilliant. Yeah, it's cool. Rory Sloan, there he is on the Rush Hour. And I'll tell you what, Murph, Jars, you finished over there?
I'm done.
You good? On microphone, please.
I'm done, Lee.
Chat.
I'm done.
A couple of tweets coming through before we get to Jars' facts. El Presidente Sir Splash. Apparently what got Sloaney the Courage Award, most courageous at the AFLPA, was the fact that he hasn't changed his mobile number despite Jars' booty calls. Very good. And Chris Beto says, Rory Sloan, what's your Hilltop Hood song of the week? I'll blast it out in my car for you.
Hashtag Chrissy.
Very nice. All right, time for this.
Now it's time for Jars' facts.
Okay, Lulu and family.
How does this segment work?
Just found some. I just found some facts that we wouldn't read in the in your daily paper, or you wouldn't discuss around breakfast or lunchtime, or even at school.
Is your motto: if you stop learning, you stop living?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. That's my DNA.
That is. I'm going to get that. I was going to say on a number plate, but you didn't put the last lot on.
Because you need to talk about this kind of information that we don't rarely hear.
Righto. Active listening, family.
Here we
let's go.
An elephant has 40,000 muscles in its trunk. 40,000. The human body has about 640 to 850 muscles.
Yeah, and it's
the human body.
It's got 40,000 in its trunk.
Just in its trunk.
That is just
a big elephant.
Wow.
Don't you dare. I haven't even started yet.
He hasn't even touched that. That's
the chocolate chip cookie was invented in 1933. If you're having a cup of tea, 1933, go back. Just think of the equipment they had to use to make the chocolate chip cookie.
Funny how food gets into it.
Women have more taste buds than men do.
Yeah,
I didn't know about that.
I knew that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I thought we did. Because we, obviously got bigger tongues and we're bigger boys. And
mate, well, have you checked out your own diet?
In the Dark Ages, an Italian man who kissed a woman in public had to marry her, Luke.
Mm.
You didn't know that.
I do now.
And pirates used names like Blackbeard so officials couldn't trace or arrest their relatives back on land.
That's very great. That's wonderful.
Pirates had to use those type of names to protect their family that are on the land.
Can I go back on, which is on the
run. Did you like that one? Kids wouldn't.
Go back to the Dark Ages one about kissing.
Now, so an Italian man who kissed a woman in public, he then had to marry her.
Jeez, marrying was stiff.
Get stuff.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, Maz, I don't think that rule applies anymore, honey. So you feel free to just up and go.
He has.
No, not him, Maz.
Look at the silhouette just walking past the window there.
Honestly. I mean, number one, who cares? Number two, why does he think we care? And number three, he needs to get another job to kill some time.